You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello and welcome. My name is Frank, and I'm the co-founder of the Music Interval Theory Academy, as well as a professional composer for nearly two decades. Today, I want to follow up on a sketch I wrote some time ago. It's actually all documented in another video I called From the Dorian to Interval Theory. Actually, I believe you know the sketch, as it was the subject of the previous episode of this podcast. That's episode 87, if you want to re-listen to that. Let me rewind to the section where I played you the finished sketch, because today we're going to explore one possible orchestration of that exact sketch. It's funny because when you look at the finished version, you would never know I started on the Dorian mode. Okay, from here, let's take it to the orchestration. If you want to see the score and the actual notes, please refer to the video version of this episode. It's on our YouTube channel. You can find the link below in the show notes. Many thanks to Mark Berkowitz, who delivered this orchestration. He's always available to come to my rescue when time is short, and things need to be done quickly. What I'd like to do first is play you the entire piece in one go, and then we'll break it down and listen to each section individually. Fantastic work, Mark. I want to take a moment to mention that Mark is one of our Academy graduates and an outstanding orchestrator and composer. I truly appreciate it. And if you wonder what sounds you are hearing, they all come directly from Note Performer 4 without any additional processing. Let's start with the woodwinds, and we'll listen to them separately. You'll see that we have a few parts that overlap with other sections, and I'll get into that in a second so we can talk about the connection points between those sections. Okay, great. Now let's move on to the next part, which is the brass section. And last but not least, I want to show you the strings section. You'll notice that each section sounds good and complete on its own. That's really important. So there are a few connection points in the score where these sections overlap, and I'd like to highlight a few of them for you right now. First, let's look at the bass instruments of the orchestra and how they work together as a unit, combining the woodwinds, brass, and strings in the lower register. Each section provides a solid foundation for the other instruments within its respective group. Think of the bass instruments as your anchor. They ensure you have enough vertical stability in your writing. Another fantastic combination is the bassoon and the cello. They play in a similar register, and it usually sounds great when you hear both instruments together. In this composition, they actually share the same part throughout. Let me play that for you. And just in case you didn't catch the bassoon in the mix, here's what it sounds like on its own. And here's the combination again. Here's another combination I want to highlight: the oboe and the violas. They share a very similar part, and you'll see that their lines are almost identical. Now let me play you these two instruments together so you can hear how they sound in combination. The reason I'm also highlighting the trombones is that they add to the pattern and help bring in the brass section, effectively combining the sound of the oboes and violas. So let me play all of these elements together for you. So you can hear that the trombones add just a bit of accent, making the pattern a bit more defined and giving it some extra clarity. Now, we're looking at the full strings section with the horns on top. The reason I want to show you the horns in the context of a full section, in this case the strings, is that the horns are the only instruments adding a sideline that wasn't part of the original sketch. Here's what it sounds like. You might not have heard them clearly, so let me isolate the horns for you so you can listen to them in solo mode. And lastly, we have the timpani, which just adds some accents. For example, you'll notice that during the trill sections, none of the bass instruments are playing. This is something interesting to observe. I want to quickly show you how the timpani works in the context of the bass instruments. So, let's listen to everything together first, and then we'll isolate the timpani. So obviously, if we listen to just the timpani, we'll notice it's mainly providing rhythmic accents. And it just emphasizes some of the downbeats and enhances certain notes from the bass. Generally speaking, the timpani adds accents to the lower range instruments, giving them a bit more punch and definition. And lastly, I want to play the whole piece for you one more time so we can follow along with the sketch. I hope you found this both interesting and helpful. If you need anything or have any questions, please feel free to reach out. All the information is below, and I'm here to help if you feel stuck or overwhelmed. Also, a big thanks again to Mark for his fantastic orchestration. It was truly enjoyable going through this piece. I wish you a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll catch up in another episode. Bye.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.